Did you have your dog or cat de-sex last week? Did your pet get some free treatment from the vets, either worming or antibiotics? Last week, between the 17th and the 20th of June, AMREC vets were in the Fitzroy Valley at the Nindalingari Cultural Environmental Health Shed, working in partnership with Shire of Derby West Kimberley after receiving a grant from Department of Primary Industries Regional Development. I took two kittens along and my kids were very curious. I was able to get one of them de-sexed, but both got worm treatment. I spoke with Patrick Davies about how the week went. So I'm just talking to Patrick Davies, who has been working with AMREC this week on the de-sexing program for the Fitzroy community. How do you think it's gone, Patrick?
It's gone good. Always yep. goes good. There's three services. Yeah, AMREC, who bring the vets down. The Aboriginal Health Environmental Health Unit from the Derby Shire. And Nilagari's Environmental Health Team.
So how many animals do you think you've seen this week?
Well, we had 45 on the register. There's been some cancellations and some we couldn't get. But so far, to date, there's about 44 animals that have been treated, you know, either de-sexed or treated. Some have been treated for wounds and that, but yeah. We've got some good numbers. There's only two vets and, yeah, they can only do so much. But, yeah, it's gone well.
So why would we be doing the de-sexing? The program's been around a few years now.
Yeah. So since 2014, we've been working with AMREC, and it's to try and keep the population of the animals from, blowing out. We don't want too many dogs. And look, there's been a lot of community people that have had animals de-sexed over years, and it has made a difference. It has kept the population stable. It does work, and it's important for people to get their dogs de-sexed if they can,
And cats too, hey?
And cats, especially cats. And I'd just like to put a word out there. It just seems, from what I see and what the guys see out in communities, cats are actually starting to become a bit of an issue, a bit of a concern. They're more of a problem than dogs now. So we need people to be responsible about their cats too. There's some that are just breeding up everywhere and they destroy so much of our wildlife. It's important that we have, especially cats, de-sexed. They hunt at night like they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it seems to be a bit of a the next challenge for the valley is trying to get on top of the cats. The dogs are not so much of an issue anymore. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Thank you for that.
I'll give you a separate thing. You can
touch place. So Patrick, how's the program funded?
It's funded through Department of Primary Industries, DPIRD and Development.
Regional Development?
Yeah, something like that. I think they call it now.
Yeah, they get a grant?
Yeah, it's only shires and local governments at this point in time I found out that can apply for this funding, And we've always worked jointly with the Derby Shire.
Okay, so if they get funding, when would they come back again?
Well, we're trying to do it on a 2 year.
Oh, 2 years?
Yeah, every 2 years, but sometimes the Shire's got the money and we're able to do it annually. But the next time we do it, we'll be doing it outside of town. Every time they come, this time we're doing it in town. Yep. When we do the de-sexing in town, it's right out to Joy Springs only and everything back. The next time we do a session or de-sexing program, we'll be doing it in outlying communities, and it depends on the numbers. My team will run around and do a pre-audit. We get all the names and details of all the animals and the owners and locations, and then we make up our mind where we take it next. So it's up to people to put their hands up, and if they don't, well, we don't go there. It's been successful. Just so people know, all these years of us running around and people giving their thank you to all the people for being involved and participating, because it has made a difference.
Yep.
We don't have too many dogs. Yeah.
That was Andrea Myers talking to Patrick Davies from Nindalingari Cultural Health Service about the animal de-sexing program that was running Fitzroy Crossing last week between the 17th to the 20th of June. You're listening to Wonky Radio.